spaceships, trains, race cars, and a ballet. Brian Floca has illustrated books on a variety of topics that engage children's imaginations.
I've been drawing since before I can remember. I think it's when everybody draws, but not everybody sticks with it, sadly, and I happily just sort of stuck with it. So I've been drawing since I was very young, and I do enjoy the variety that comes with finding a topic that interests me enough to spend a year or more on it, which is how long the book can take. And the chance that gives me to learn about something that maybe I know a little bit about, but not enough about, is the old writer's advice to write what you know. But I found that I end up writing what I want to know, and that the process of making a book is the chance to learn about something.
One of Floca's recent projects was illustrating the book Ballet for Martha, Making Appalachian Spring. His images helped to tell the story of the artistic collaboration between choreographer Martha Graham, composer Aaron Copland, and set designer Isamu Noguchi.
I felt like I needed to learn the dance well enough to be able to give it to the readers sort of in my own visual voice, if you will. And the most, I think, interesting and exciting part of that process for me was I got to go sit in on rehearsals by the actual Martha Graham Dance Company that exists today in New York and watch them perform. I've really benefited so much over so many books with people's willingness to share their own interests and concerns and process to help me, a total outsider, make a book. And that was definitely a case of it with this book. I got to just go sit in and watch them rehearse this dance multiple times and really learn it in a way that would have been impossible for me to learn it if I was just watching videos or looking at other books about the dance.
At the West Virginia Book Festival, Floca plans to share the process he goes through to create these books.
As a kid, I had very little understanding of how books were made or the type of work that goes into them. They just seemed, I guess I had the illusion that authors or artists just sort of sat down and just wrote out the finished book or just made the finished painting. One of the nice things about doing presentations like this is being able to show how much work and process goes into all that. And that's always a nice thing to share and to show.
And while apps, ebooks, and other new technologies are attracting a lot of attention, Floca says that books, treasured children's books especially, still have an important place in the world.
I'm very tech-friendly in a lot of ways, but I think books and apps sort of do different things, and I'm very much a fan of what the book does and of the physical book. And I think there are some books that are going to migrate over to e-readers, maybe sort of the equivalent of, I don't know, a paperback novel that you might enjoy but might not want to keep on your shelf forever. But I think there are other books that you are going to want a physical copy of and that people always will want a physical copy of. And those are the kinds of books that I try to make and that I enjoy making. So I certainly hope and I do think there will always be a place for printed books, even if we also create space for ebooks and apps and that sort of thing.
Brian Floca will speak at the West Virginia Book Festival this Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Civic Center in Charleston. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Mona Segatola-Slamy.